Ang ang. Kamagalam egam na. Our home, the Pribilof Islands, rise from the fog of the Bering Sea 300 miles off the coast of Alaska.
This video was made by the Aleut community of St. Paul, the tribe for the Pribilof Island community of around 500 people. It opens on a low-lying island, green and flat. A group of seals splashes through blue waves and white foam. And it cuts to a close-up of a northern fur seal groaning to reveal dog-like teeth.
Visitors find our islands astonishing. They marvel at the amazing numbers of seals, birds, and fish.
The video is promoting a national marine sanctuary in the Bering Sea, which the tribe says would give them greater authority to protect the region's vast ecosystems and resources, rich fishing grounds, and habitat for the federally protected northern fur seal.
We formally nominated an area around the Pribilofs as Alagoom Cano, or Heart of the Ocean, as a co-managed ecosystem.
Lauren Devine is the director for the tribe's Ecosystem Conservation Office. And she says the sanctuary designation would make the tribe a co-manager for the region's resources, which are currently managed by the state of Alaska and the National Marine Fisheries Service.
That co-management aspect is really important because it's a step towards self-determination, you know, sovereignty, and really speaks to going back to indigenous stewardship of lands and waters, which, you know, have operated successfully and sustainably since time immemorial.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration accepted the tribe's nomination last year, and that set off panic bells in the commercial fishing industry. Many in the fishing industry have voiced concern about the sanctuary, even though NOAA and the tribe say it would not change fishing regulations. Dennis Robinson is the president of the Cowalungan Tribe of Unalaska, where he's also the city's vice mayor. He's concerned this will bring in another voice to what he says is already a well-managed fishing zone.
It's the best managed fisheries in the world, and you want to put a sanctuary in it. We are opposed to it.
A big concern for opponents is the Bering Sea Alaska pollock fishery. It's not only the largest fishery in the region, it's actually the largest fishery in the United States. And NOAA valued the 2021 fishery at about $383 million.
There's thousands and thousands of fishermen that depend on this area.
Todd Loomis is the director for Ocean Peace, a commercial fishing company that runs a half dozen catcher processor boats in the area. And after watching a presentation about the sanctuary nomination process, he told NOAA representatives that it was still confusing and uncertainty was bad for business.
I saw a lot of wiggle words in terms of the authorities, what applies, what doesn't apply, and it did not provide any comfort.
The issue has caused so much rancor that both of Alaska's U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan chimed in. In February, they wrote a joint letter to the head of NOAA asking for the nomination to be removed due to a lack of transparency of the process. Now, despite the industry's fears, supporters of the sanctuary say it would not impose any new fishing regulations. Lauren Devine from the tribe says the proposed designation would not prevent fishing in the region, and any new regulations would have to go through the North Pacific Fishery Management Council like they already do.
So it is important to note that, you know, commercial fisheries will continue into the future. Subsistence fisheries will continue into the future. Sanctuaries actually, by legal definition, cannot exclude fisheries. That's not an activity that they can prohibit.
Devine says the purpose is to serve as a spotlight, bringing tourism, research, and education dollars to the region. Now, while the Bering Sea is incredibly rich and biodiverse, it's also experiencing vast changes, largely due to climate change. Seabirds, fish, and marine mammals have all been impacted. George Pletnikoff is from St. George, a neighboring community to St. Paul. He said at the NOAA meeting that pushback against the sanctuary has been based on misinformation and scare tactics.
It's not a boogeyman. It's just an attempt to try to take care of our home. It's dying, and all of you know it's dying. And so that's what we're trying to do. And I don't know other ways to do it.
The sanctuary process is long and complicated. While NOAA has accepted St. Paul's nomination, representatives from the federal agency said they have not made a decision about initiating the next step, which would be a multi-year designation process. Reporting from UnAlaska, I'm Theo Greenlee.